This is Akashvani, the news read by Punita Bakshe. At least 20 Naxalites have been killed in an encounter with security forces in the Abujmar area of Narayanpur district of Chhattisgarh. A top leader of the Naxalites is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A security force personnel was injured during the exchange of fire. More from our correspondent.
A team of District Reserve Guard of Narayanpur, Dantewada, Bijapur and Kondagaon districts of Chhattisgarh started a joint operation 2 days ago after receiving intelligence input of the presence of a large number of Maoists and a top cadre of Naxalites in Abujmar area. The encounter between Naxalites and security forces continues since this morning. A top leader of Naxalites, CPI Maoist General Secretary Basav Raju, is also reported to have been killed in this encounter. A reward of 1 crore rupees was declared on him. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today left for a five-nation visit as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor and to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegation will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, the Republic of Korea, Japan and Singapore to project the country's resolute approach to combat terrorism in all its forms. Talking to the media before the departure of the delegation in New Delhi, Mr. Jha said, terrorism is a part of Pakistan's state policy and they will tell the world how Islamabad has been sponsoring terrorism.
आतंकवाद जो है वो पाकिस्तान की स्टेट पॉलिसी है इनके नकाब को उतारना वहां से कोई दो चार लोग ऐसे नहीं आते हैं पूरा स्टेट उसको स्पॉन्सर करता है पूरा थ्राइव करता है स्टेट के सपोर्ट से इस बात को पूरे दुनिया में जाकर के बता ऐसा नहीं होगा कि हमारे यहां आकर के टेररिस्ट एक्टिविटी करते रहिए और उसको हम झेलते रहेंगे.
Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will also embark on the visit to UAE, Liberia, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone today. The BJP today came down heavily on Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge for his alleged objectionable comments on Operation Sindoor. Party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi told the media in New Delhi that Mr. Kharge's remarks are condemnable and disrespectful to the Indian Armed Forces. He also said senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi had also made such remarks in the past.
पहले राहुल गांधी और अब खड़गे जी के बयान के बाद एक बात बहुत साफ हो गई है कि पिछले कुछ दिनों में इंडी गठबंधन के नेताओं के जो बयान आ रहे हैं ये कोई अनायास मुंह से निकले बयान नहीं है ये एक सुविचारित भारत विरोधी और पाकिस्तान को ऑक्सीजन देने वाली विचारधारा से पोषित होकर आने वाले बयानों की श्रृंखला है. यदि यह अपने गठबंधन को इंडिया गठबंधन कहने का प्रयास करते हैं तो निश्चित रूप से साफ दिखाई पड़ता है कि इंडिया गठबंधन का नाम इंडिया रखना मुखौटा है. अंदर से ऐसा दिखाई पड़ता है कि यह पॉपुलर फ्रंट ऑफ पाकिस्तान होता चला जा रहा है.
Yesterday, addressing an event in Karnataka, Mr. Kharge had made some alleged objectionable remarks referring to India's military action against Pakistan. Mizoram has been declared India's first fully literate state, marking a historic milestone in the state's educational journey. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan congratulated the people of Mizoram for this achievement. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said that this is a momentous and proud milestone in the state's educational journey and also a moment of great pride for the nation. He added that this is also a result of the collaborative efforts and resolve of the people and state government. The Enforcement Directorate told a Delhi court today that Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi are prima facie involved in money laundering in the National Herald case. During opening arguments before Special Judge Vishal Gopne, the ED said the two received about 142 crore rupees in proceeds of crime. Special Counsel for ED Zohaib Hussain said the accused enjoyed the proceeds until November 2023 when properties worth 751.9 crore rupees linked to the case were attached. And that is the end of this news bulletin.